You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A holiday concert this weekend will have music from a range of cultures, while also touching one of Syracuse's most pressing problems, poverty. Christmas from Dublin will be performed in the Palace Theatre this Saturday. Organizer Live Space Entertainment is working with organizations that help the homeless and families in need. John Tomino runs In My Father's Kitchen with his wife Leanne and was approached to collaborate.
We're an organization that goes out to the streets of Syracuse and we engage the chronically homeless individuals who are living in places not meant for human habitation. Me being a chef by trade, I bring out restaurant quality lunches as well as the gear that people need to survive outside, but then to build this relationship to encourage them to make some moves.
That might mean coming inside or getting treatment for substance or mental health issues. Tomino tries to find out what's behind the sign of a panhandler.
You end up finding out that they were traumatized or victimized. Then it's like substance abuse will come into someone's life, an addiction of some sort, which causes a breakdown in the family and someone losing their job and end up being homeless, or people suffering from mental health issues, not taking their medications, and then they're making bad choices.
The concert will include some 50 singers, musicians, and dancers. Christmas and other holiday songs will be sung in Gaelic, French, and even Welsh. Tomino says it's a way to help because not everyone will go out into the streets.
But, you know, you can connect with an organization or coming to the show. It's not just coming to watch a show. It's watching a show Saturday with a greater purpose in mind, knowing that some of the funds will assist us in doing what we're doing. People just need to get engaged somewhere.
Christmas from Dublin will assist In My Father's Kitchen and Music for the Mission. It's Saturday night at the Palace Theatre starting at 7:30 p.m. For more information on this event and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.